Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verse 1 to 18. The title of the message, The Requirement of Worship. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, I will tell you. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servant, Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship. Then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the knife and the fire. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied, the fire and wood are here. Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket, he saw a ram caught by its horn. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this, and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possessions of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, O God. Lord, let your word give us teaching and a clear direction and a clear mind, O God, to go on and save you, Lord. Help me to deliver the message and open the minds, the spiritual eyes and spiritual ear of your people to hear your voice and to see your goodness in their life, O God. Lord, let the message bring you glory and raise up more committed people to serve you, O Lord. More committed disciples, O God. We pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, there will be a revival, O Lord. There will be encouragement. There will be, O God, commitment unto you, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. Put right word and statement on my lips, O God, to speak your word to your people. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What we read here in this scripture is something that had happened in reality. It is a real story. It speaks about a man who worshiped God with all his heart. If we read in verse 1, to see what is the first requirement for us to worship the Lord, we can ask this question: how many times the Lord had called Abraham here in the scripture? In verse 1, it says, some time later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am." He replied, God called him one time only, and he responded. Some people, God keep calling them, keep reminding them. And many, they say, yes, I know God is calling me. But they don't respond to God's call. Why here Abraham? The first time God had called him here, he said, here I am. He replied, say, Lord, I'm ready. Tell me. Yes, Lord, what do you want me to do? What he has that enable him to respond promptly to the word of God, to the call of God? Yes, he has faith, and you have also faith. Yes, you want to obey God, and you want also to obey God. But many, they have faith, they want to obey God, they want to do the will of God, but they don't respond or fail to respond to the call of God. Abraham, he had a clear mind. Abraham, at this stage of his life, he had already sent Hagar away and her son Ishmael. He came to know his sin. He realized about it. He sent him away. So his mind is clear. He know there's only one way: to stay with Sarah. His mind is clear. He's not double-minded. Many people, they cannot respond to God's call because they are double-minded. They think that they can do it without obeying God. They can receive a blessing without obeying the Lord fully. They can do it and make it without following the word of God and the will of God. Their mind is still in doubt. And that's why they will not respond to God's call. They think that the money can help them. Friends can help them. Their education can replace the hand of God and can do the work of God and can bring the blessing of God in their life. But that's a mistake. You are in error if you are thinking in such a way. Abraham, he was at this time, was very rich man, but he come to know, and he is aware of, and he is very confident that without God in his life, without God to be the first in his life, he cannot do it. What was the age of Abraham at that time? When Isaac was born, he was 100 years old. Isaac here is a boy. Some people, they say he's 15, he's a young adult, 17, 18. And some people, they say he was around 30. He's a boy because for his father, he's still a boy. So at least Abraham's age at this time is 115. He had already experienced the Lord. He had already experienced life, and his mind is clear. I need to do it. I need to say, yes, Lord. I will go on and I do it, Lord. He realized all these things. He will not think, oh, what the people will say. What my family, the old family, if my parents will hear about it, or my relative will hear about it, and some people, if my auntie will hear about it, or if or if our neighbor back home, they hear about it, that I start to do these things and I will start, I had started to follow God, maybe they will think that I am crazy. Abraham, he did nothing in this way. Even what the Lord had asked of him to do, when he told him, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering. What God asked of him to do is something not really a practical thing. Many, if they will hear this, many, if they will read it, they may not agree about it, but that is reality. What God had asked of him is something real. But he did not say to the Lord, this is impractical. He did not say, why me? He did not say, why Isaac? He did not say, okay, I can give you something else. I can put some sheep or cows. I can bring food. Or I can buy a boy and I will sacrifice him for you. He is a clear mind to obey God. For Abraham, the command of God is full stop. What God say, we have to do. What the Holy Spirit speak, we have to obey. The requirement of worship is, you should have first a clear mind, not double mind, to follow God, whatever the cause, whatever the cost, whatever the direction, whatever He is going to ask, your mind should be clear. Yes, Lord. The Lord said, let your yes be yes, and your no, no. As we say yes to the Lord, we do it and we say it with a clear mind. What He asks, we will do. Willingness to obey the Lord is second requirement. Abraham, when he said, here I am, Lord, he was willing to obey. He was willing to obey the Lord. The third requirement is willingness to give what the Lord had asked you to give. The Lord asked Abraham here to bring his son and only son. Every now and then, God will come and test you. He will tell you, give me that. Give me this. Sacrifice this for me. These things, you give it to me. Some of these things, God had given it to you, but God is asking you to give it back to Him. Isaac was given by the Lord to Abraham and Sarah. But now, God Himself had come and He is asking Abraham to offer his son to the Lord. Abraham obeyed the Lord. He gave to God what He asked of him. Many, they appear before the Lord in worship. They know what God wants them to do. They know what God had asked them to give and to bring. But they will come to the Lord and they will offer and they will put on the altar something else to replace what God had asked of them to give and to bring. This is a lie. And this is idol worship. The Lord is not real in your life and He is not the focus and the center of your worship. I met many people, they want to do God's will, they want to obey God. They come and sit, they hear the message. They come to know what God wants them to do. They agree about it, and they will say yes, but I will not see them anymore because they are not willing, they are unwilling to give to God and to bring to God what He asked them to bring. The worship will not be complete unless we bring to God what He asked us. Tithes, life, hearts, time, profession, jobs, what He asked you. Your pride, your prestige, your ambition, your plan. Every now and then, the Lord will come and He ask you something. It will be easy if God asks the Lord, if the Lord God asked Abraham to bring him money. But already he had tithe. Abraham is a tithe giver. The money for him is not important now. But he loved Isaac. God say, I want to check. Do you love me more or you love the gift that I have given you more? Then he put him to the test. And he is putting you today in the test. Or he had put you already in the test and he is waiting for your response. In verse 3, early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. Early next morning, Abraham obeyed. The requirement of worship is to obey the Lord promptly. At once, early next morning, some people they say yes, but next year, early next month, after 2 or 3 years, let me finish my study, let me finish to build my house first. Let me finish my education. No, this time I have examination period. God can wait. That is not the worship and the style of worship that God wants us to live. Early next morning, second day, he do it. He want to please the Lord. He's an old man, experienced man, he know the value and what is to be mean by worshiping the Lord. What he say to his servant when he reached the place that God want him. By the way, there's here another requirement of worship. Abraham was an old man. Did he say to the Lord, I am old, I cannot travel, I cannot go on long distance? Many people, they say, I have backache, I have headache, I have leg pain, I don't like, I cannot. All excuses. I have some sickness. In order for them not to obey the Lord. But the same people, you invite them for a party. You invite them for a trip. They are ready. They will say yes. Why do not tell us? We are ready. Yes, yes. No, no, no. We are coming. We are coming. We are arranging ourselves. We change the schedule. We are getting holiday. We put somebody instead of us to work. We can come. For worldliness, picnics, journeys, they are ready. For truly worshiping God and do the real work, there are much excuses. Abraham traveled 3 days and he climbed the mountain. He's an old man, but he wants to worship the Lord. When he reached that place, in verse 5, he say to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, then we will come back to you. Why he told them, stay there? Because he want to offer his son to the Lord. They may say, you are out of your mind. They may stop him. Certain time, God wants us to do something the people and the world does not agree. But we have to go on and do it. We want to please the Lord. What is the requirement of worship? How you understand the requirement of worship? When you speak about worship, the people, they will say, which hall? Where is the hall that you meet? They want a big hall. For them, a church must be a big hall. Do you have sound system? Do you have microphones? Do you have backup singers? For them to worship, it must be your voice, must be good voice. Let me ask you, how it was the voice of Abraham, 150 years old? God not after the voice, or the instruments, or the keyboards, or do you have LCD now in your church? Do you have obedience? Are the people willing to bring Isaac? Many, they don't even want to give God their tithes. How we can worship the Lord with this cheap attitude toward Him? Some they say God does not need these things. God does not need them, but He is testing your obedience and your faith unto Him. Don't understand worship is instrument and amplifiers and big hall and how many people. Some people, they will ask how many people they attend the church before they will attend. But in that church meeting on the mountain of Moriah, in the region of Moriah, only two people, Abraham and his son. But was wonderful worship. There was no instrument, no singing, no clapping of the hand, but act of obedience. And that is what is lacked now in the Christian life. They replace the mandate of God with instruments, with amplifiers. I'm not saying that's not important, but I'm saying if there's no obedience, this will provoke God's anger. If we keep these things as essential things, if we choose the one who lead worship because his voice is good, but without checking his life and his commitment to the Lord and to the service and ministry, then we are no more doing good. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And here Abraham, the spiritual act of worship, he offered himself and he was willing to go on to offer his son for the Lord. The thing that he loved, the thing that he cherished more, he was willing to offer it to the Lord because the Lord had asked him. What are the requirements for worship? What we can see here? What Abraham did? Abraham, he took his son up to the Lord. He climbed the mountain. In verse 9 and 10, when they reached the place, God had told him about Abraham, built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son, Isaac, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Isaac is the next generation. Isaac is the one who will carry the word of God for the next generation. Abraham ought to teach him the word of God and discipline him in the way of the Lord. Our worship will not be complete unless we bring our children to the Lord and bound them on the altar and discipline them in the way that God wants them to live their life unto Him. Isaac did not run away, because his father from childhood and for sure was explaining to him the way of the Lord. We need to train our children and raising them up in the way of the Lord. We need to teach them what is right and what is just, so that they will carry the message and the truth will be passed to the next generation. We need to train our disciples and teach them and discipline them and bond them on the altar as Abraham bound his son Isaac on the altar. Then the truth will be passed through the next generation. How we teach our children? First, we need to obey God. They will see our life. Isaac would say, when I was a younger boy, my father took me out and bound me on the altar. He wanted to offer me to the Lord. And explained to me that that is how we worship, because we need to give God what He asks us to give. Our life, our hearts, our plans, our will, we give it to the Lord. Our tithes, our offering, our best fruit, our best income, our best time, we give it to the Lord. They will see how we behave and they will follow our example. The same for our disciples. Second, we teach them and we discipline them. We implement the Word of God in their life. We bond them with the commands of the Lord. We follow them up, commands by command. And that's what the Lord say. Go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'll be with you to the very end of the age. We need to correct them, discipline them, nurture them, and bound them to the altar. The altar here that Abraham had built, he wants to offer a burnt offering. A burnt offering is a full surrender to God, full obedience to the Lord, full submission to God's will. In every church there is a pulpit, and that is the altar. It does not depend on anything here. Christ is there. The blood of Jesus is there. But we need to respond with an obedient heart to give our life and to give to God what He requires of us. Suppose Isaac would run away and go down from the mountain back. And many people, when you tell them what God wants, they are not willing to be bound on the altar. They don't want to commit themselves. They don't want to show commitment. They don't want to obey God. They don't want to be bound. They don't want to be restricted. They don't want to be disciplined. They don't want to give their time. They don't want to give their will. They don't want to give their ambition. They want to live their life in a freedom. But Isaac was willing to comply with God's will. Full blessing will be for those who obey the commands of God. If Isaac would run away, there's no blessing would be left for him. The requirement that God wants of us to worship Him in spirit and truth. He wants us to raise up our children, our disciples, in the fear of the Lord, and teach them all the commands. Many people, they say, and you may hear them, they say, my parents, they were poor, and that's why I raised them in a poor family, and that's why I don't have anything. So what I'm doing now, I'm working hard so that I can keep something for my children. Now, who is going to bless our children? Ourselves or God? Some people, they say, I'm building a house, I'm buying land, I'm working hard for a land, then working hard to build the house so that I will keep this house for my children. I will keep this house for my daughter. And they will invest more because they want to bless their children. They want to keep some inheritance to their children. Abraham was very rich. But he knew very well his son will not be rich and live in the blessed life and life to its fullness unless Isaac, he feared the Lord and he walked in his way. God had blessed Abraham and God was going to bless Isaac through Abraham when Abraham going to teach his son the way of the Lord. And that is the way the inheritance will be transferred from the parents to the children. We as a Christian, we must leave inheritance for our children. And the inheritance that God wants us to leave is we live obedient life with the full blessing of the Lord. They will be taught and disciplined by us to live obedient life so that the inheritance, the heritage that we have will be given to them fully. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, it says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. Our children, they will eat the best of the land when we teach them and discipline them to obey the Lord and walk in His ways. You who hear me, you teach your children, first yourself, you obey God and follow Him exactly, and then teach and discipline your children to obey the Lord. Then the blessing will flow in your life, and after you are no more, the blessing will flow in the life of your children as you had obeyed the Lord and disciplined them in the way of the Lord. Why the Lord said to Moses, say to Abraham, go to the region of Moriah. The region of Moriah is the same place that the temple of God was built in Jerusalem. And in the region of Moriah, in one of the mountains, where the Lord had been crucified, our worship will not be complete unless we go to the cross of Jesus and His blood as a provision for us for salvation, the grace of God. That's why God directed Abraham to go to the region of Moriah. And for us in the New Testament, hear the cross of Jesus. Is the Lord was there? The Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. The ram that was caught by His horn. Jesus is the Lamb of God. The ram here represents the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father was there. Yes, when we speak that the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament, it means the presence of God the Father. Is the Holy Spirit was there? Yes, the Holy Spirit was there by the presence of the fire. The fire was in the hand of Abraham. The fire of the Holy Spirit, the Father, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit was there in that church meeting. The Word of God was there, yes, it was in the knife that is in the hand of Abraham. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And in Hebrew chapter 4 verse 12, say, for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. The knife in the hand of Abraham, it was the word of God. Abraham disciplined his son and corrected him and bound him on the altar. And he put the word of God on his life. The cross of Jesus is there. Isaac bound on the altar. Jesus say in Luke chapter 14 and verse 27, the Lord say, and anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciples. He bound with the wood. He bound on the altar. The cross of Jesus here, that we carry it, is the commitment to the Lord. Accepting the pain and suffering, accepting ministry, accepting trials, accepting to live our life unto Him. Then the blessing will flow into our life. So it was a full church meeting. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are there. The altar of sacrifices are there. God offered His Son, Jesus Christ, for us. Abraham was willing to give his son to the Lord. We need to give our life and our children and our spiritual children in obedience to God. God wants us to worship Him in spirit and truth. Isaac obeyed the Lord fully. As Christ obeyed God the Father, Isaac obeyed his father who taught him the word of God. The worship in spirit and truth is a lifestyle. What will be the fruit? And what will be the reward when God sees this requirement of worship in our life? The Lord promised Abraham here. He told him in verse 17, I will surely bless you. As we obey the Lord, God will bless us. Surely He will bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the sea. Sure, we will have large number of disciples who will follow the Lord. Sure, your children will be blessed by the Lord. Your descendant will take possession of the cities of their enemies. He taught Abraham, your descendants, your children and their children and their children, they will spread all over the world and they will take hold of the cities of their enemies. What he is telling him, as you taught them the way of the Lord, and as they are going to teach their children the way of the Lord, what their enemies, what my enemies had built and labor, I will give it to them. Some people, they labor to keep a house for their children, but they don't teach them the way of the Lord. But the Lord says, if you obey me, your children, I will give them the possessions of their enemies. And that's a wonderful promise of the Lord to us today. Our disciples, they will go and they will spread all over the world and they will plant churches and they will settle in cities and God will bring all the blessing of these cities to them. Those who are ungodly, those who are the enemy of God, and they are have labor in the doing a lot of material things and building and construction. When they had labor, God will give it to us to enjoy them for us and for our children. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Other nations will be blessed through us. as we obey the Lord. Let us come to God and let us now be mature, be a real Christian, be committed to the Lord, be clear-minded, respond promptly and say, "Yes, Lord, early next morning, Abraham, same to you. From this day on, as you hear the message, obey and commit yourself to the Lord and bring your life into subjection to God's will and live your life unto Him." As we pray, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, as we kneel down at your feet, O God, Lord, we commit our life unto you. We will go on, Lord, and serve you and walk in your ways. Teach us and guide us. And Lord, as we are willing, you enable us to do your will perfectly, Lord. And I pray, Lord, for everyone who is hearing the message now and kneeling down and surrendering his life unto you, Lord. Let your promise be fulfilled in his life. Lord, enable us to raise up our children in the fear of yours, O God, so that you would surely bless them. And that is the only inheritance, O God, that we can give of value to them. Help us, Lord, to go on and make disciples and teach them your ways. We thank you and praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.